It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Happy Thursday, I guess it is, to my fellow Garbagians, as we quoted that phrase yesterday and coined that phrase here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Aren't we all so proud to be garbage people? If you're watching on the feed this morning, Kim and I have, she'll be on, her picture will be on here shortly. We have adopted our Halloween costumes for the day. And I'll just walk around the office with this all day with my Make America Great hat on again and Make America Great hat. And, of course, my garbage bag that I'm wearing with all the various trash attached to it here. So we're ready to go. We're ready for Halloween, probably the scariest Halloween for Democrats in a long time, I would think. Wouldn't you, Kim?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved how Trump trolled Kamala and Biden and shows up to that rally in the garbage truck. If only we could have done that with him.
Yeah. I wondered when I have to tell you, when I first saw that clip yesterday, I thought to myself, that's AI. I thought his head looked like it was floating inside of the truck. And then they zoomed out and I saw that he really was in a huge, what appeared to be brand new garbage truck with Trump on the side of it. And it was just classic troll. Go to cut one for the people this morning, Carl, please. I loved this.
Sure. Hang on.
Here we go. I hear myself crinkling.
I was going to say, I hear myself.
Garbage.
Sorry.
Bag.
But I just wanted to let you know that 250 million people, that's what I think the real number is for making America great again. 250 million, the real number. They don't think in terms of garbage, okay? They don't use terms like that. And it's a shame. And Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself if he knows what he's even doing. And she should be ashamed because she shouldn't let him do it. She's the vice president, but I assume she's acting as the president. She should never have let that happen. I hope you enjoy this garbage truck. Thank you very much.
All right. Trump sitting in a garbage truck in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The best part of it was CNN. Wolf Blitzer cuts away from an interview and says, we understand the former President Donald Trump is holding a press availability right now. Let's go to it live. And it's Trump sitting in the front seat of a garbage truck.
And then he does his rally wearing the bright orange vest. And did you see Vivek Ramaswamy? He was out there actually going around with one of the, I guess, sanitation workers, the drivers, and he's helping load up the trash. Yeah. It was funny.
It was well played on their part, and they're getting mileage out of it as they should. I just have to tell you that. All right, so there is a controversy brewing in St. Charles County, and we've got the latest on it for you this morning. In fact, you're going to get the most up-to-date and accurate information on this issue right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show today. Ignore the mainstream media. There have been some errant reports out there regarding St. Charles County polling locations. In fact, the Post-Dispatch and Fox 2 both reported last night wrongly that the polls would be closed in St. Charles County today, that a temporary restraining order had been filed that would shut down voting in St. Charles County. That is not the case. That's wrong. I I'm going to explain to you at length what happened this morning. And coming up at about 6:20, you're going to hear from the man who filed for the injunction and find out what his goals really are. His goal is not to stop anybody from voting, but to stop what he believes is violation of the law by the elections director out there in St. Charles County, Kurt Barr, who he says has failed to uphold the law when it comes to allowing poll watchers. And he's concerned about that. And there's going to be a hearing tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in a court in St. Charles County on this issue. In the meantime, if you haven't voted yet and you're planning to go today, there's no reason not to go. The rain should be out of here by the time the polls open, and you should be able to vote.
I'm just so disappointed in what's been going on in St. Charles County, because we should be focusing on early voting. But what we're talking about instead is, well, we've been talking about the long lines. Now Right. We're talking about this. And yes, the polls will remain open at both of those locations today. But what I mean, depending on what happens in that court hearing, does this mean that might not be available for people Saturday, right?
Yeah,
because I think it's open Saturday.
I don't think so. I mean, even if they put the injunction in place, all Kurt Barr has to do to keep the polls open is comply with it. It's that simple. What it says is, if he does not allow poll watchers inside of the Element Church and the election headquarters, then all polling must stop until he does that. That's what the order says. So it's just a matter of Barr complying with this judge's injunction until he can rule further on the matter. Kurt Barr texted me last night and told me there will be no interruption of voting in St. Charles County. He said you have my word on that. So and I know that's not the intention of the people that filed this legal action. So we're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk to Travis Hines. He's the guy's name who's on this suit as the plaintiff. Coming up here at about 6:20 this morning, we're going to have the very latest on this for you right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show and in Kim's newscast as well. Right now, Carl, let's get to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Response to Joe and Kamala is very simple. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans. That's true.
Yep, didn't take long to get that messaging out after Joe Biden's hateful comments about any Trump supporters, deplorables, garbage people, and whether or not Kamala Harris tries to separate herself from it or not, she owns Joe Biden.
Do you sympathize with any voters who do feel offended by or insulted by the garbage comments?
I get it in terms of the concerns they have about challenges like the price of groceries.
I get it, but she didn't say I sympathize or I don't agree. I just think that her people have completely mishandled that this morning.
There isn't a single time in which 28% of the American public thinks the country is going on the right track in which the incumbent party actually won. They always lose.
Yeah, that's the reporter Enten over there at CNN talking about the fact that all of the numbers are looking very good for Donald Trump right now, historically, when they look at them based on numbers similar to this in other elections.
Listen, this is a major cleanup on aisle 5. They've tried to do it 3 times today, and that shows you how big a deal they think it is. And the Trump side is jumping all over that.
Donald Trump's story about this last night at his speech went on for like 5 minutes, but it was classic. I got a little bit of it here this morning, and one part of it I'm going to have to get bleeped because he dropped the S word, which didn't seem all that bad, but I guess by FCC standards they would frown on us replaying that full bite for you this morning, and so would Carl Middleman. So I will not play
mostly,
that.
Mostly our boss would think that is the thing, so don't blame me for censoring.
I thought it was pretty funny myself, but we'll wait and we will play that for you a little later. I did love what he said about his staff and the whole idea for the garbage truck. Listen to part of this.
I'm in this beautiful plane. I'm enjoying myself. I have a wonderful suit on. And one of my people came in and said, "Sir, you know, the word garbage is the hottest thing right now."
out there. The oddest thing out there, sir, would you like to drive a garbage truck? Now, we're about, 30 minutes from landing. We had to do this pretty quick. I said, it's sort of cool, though, isn't it? Because, And I said, I think that's okay, but, I don't feel comfortable wearing a suit. And they pulled up this garbage truck. I don't know how the hell they did it so fast. I have very capable people. They put a big sign on the truck. Did you see it? I think they showed it to me. And then they said, sir, we have a vest. I said, well, should I leave my suit on and put it over the vest? But that doesn't look very good, right? That doesn't look good. So I said, all right, look, let me take it off.
So he didn't want to take his very nice suit off to put the vest on, but he did. Because
he did the same for McDonald's when he had a shift there.
And then he wore it to the speech, which was that part of the story is pretty funny, too. I'll play the rest of it for you in a minute because we've still got to get that cleaned up. If Ethan's listening out there, we need to get that Trump soundbite cleaned up so you can hear him describing what it took to get him into the truck. And that was the funniest part of the whole thing. So I got that coming up. We'll talk more about this lawsuit, this temporary restraining order, that injunction or whatever you want to call it, that's been filed out in St. Charles County against the election director and what the real impact of that might be. We'll get to all that still ahead. Right now, Carl Middleman.
Yes.
Yesterday you had people who loved the national anthem and who didn't like it quite so much, the Santana version of it.
That's all right.
What do you got this morning?
Well, Mark, who do not get scared on Halloween?
Ghosts.
The United States Marine Corps. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's true.
There is a completely unfair standard with Donald Trump. There's an unfair standard where his supporters have just decided it's baked in when he insults people, but they do take offense. Deplorables did matter. That comment from Hillary Clinton did matter. But I would say that Joe Biden is still the president. I'd like him to be working on getting the hostages back.
You can't help them, folks. You cannot help them. Whoopi Goldberg just admitting exactly what she and Kamala Harris and the Obamas and the Bidens all think of you. If you didn't support them, they think you are deplorable and they think that you're garbage. There's no way around it. She was right, Whoopi Goldberg. She was right about them being deplorables. They're a basket of deplorables. They hate you because you have a different political point of view from them. Who do you want running this country? That's what you have to ask yourself. This just drew the curtain back on Kamala Harris. Joe Biden said the quiet part out loud. That's exactly what they think of you, by the way. I hope you appreciate the fact that Kim and I are dressed up this morning, because I haven't done this in a long time, but it seemed fitting for us to wear our garbage bags with garbage tacked all over the outside of them. I did not. Kim did a much better job with hers because I didn't put my garbage up high enough. And on the camera, you can't see all of my garbage that I tacked onto the outside of the garbage bag.
Well, my sisters were over last night and they were helping me, and they were very set on putting a banana peel on the bag. I said no. They said it was necessary. So there is one, but it's on the back.
Yeah, you can't see it back there.
No, you really can't. And I apologize because every time I move...
Yeah.
You can hear me moving.
Hey, we're proud Garbagians here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. And welcome in if you self-identify as a piece of garbage. We're glad to have you with us this morning. Is Sue Thomas available for us here, Carl? Sue, can you hear us?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. All right. I was going to talk to her about a few times we dressed up on the set over at Channel 4 over the years. But we'll get to that a little later. Back to this St. Charles County lawsuit here. I think it's important. Several people have mentioned this on the Facebook feed this morning already. And this is the deal. Somebody in St. Charles County named Travis Hines went and filed for a temporary restraining order against Kurt Barr, the St. Charles County Director of Elections. A judge approved it. Based on the fact that he felt the guy had a really good chance of succeeding on the merits of the case, and what he requested was that the court grant an emergency injunction to ensure that no in-person absentee early voting occurs without the presence of challengers and watchers. Now, the judge set a hearing for tomorrow at 9 a.m. I am told... there will be no interruption of voting until that hearing takes place tomorrow. There probably won't be an interruption of voting then, because in order to comply, all Kurt Barr has to do is let election watchers into the building. Now, we're going to talk to a couple people about this morning. One is Travis Hines. He's the guy that filed the suit. It's important he can explain what his goals were here and how it affected him personally. He's the guy that requested to be a watcher and was turned down by Kurt Barr, who claimed it wasn't in the statute, and he didn't have to allow watchers. Hines argued that in this court document. A judge agreed with him, but there's a bigger issue here. The question is, they're not counting ballots yet. My impression of when you need a watcher is when somebody is taking the ballot and counting it or tallying up the votes. That's not happening yet. And I wonder if that's where the disagreement is here between Barr and Travis Hines. We're going to get Travis on the air here at 6:20. I'll let him explain that himself. I don't know the answer to it. I've read through these documents, and it looks to me like Kurt Barr has not even been served with this yet. He won't be served until this morning sometime, probably at 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And both sides assure me this will not affect voting in St. Charles County today or tomorrow. That's not their intention.
I thought I heard, and I'm sorry if you've already said this, but I thought I heard that Kurt went on a radio show and said that counting had begun, and that was what kind of started this whole thing, was that if they are counting, they need to be able to have these election watchers there. And so if he's telling people they are, they're thinking, well what the heck, we should be allowed in.
I read that part of the language too, and I think like Rick Stream, they're counting the number of voters, but they're not tallying up
the ballots. Right.
That's a notable difference. So, that could be misspeak. I don't know. We'll ask Travis Hines about that at about 6:22 this morning, so stay tuned for that. You'll hear it straight from the voice of the man who filed for the TRO. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim. We'll be back in just a minute.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
It's not often, you know, Mark, that we get to dress up in the studio. And by dress up, I mean wearing trash bags with literal trash taped to ourselves, which is... you hear us moving around a lot today, and I apologize about that. Yeah. So I thought we'd have fun with this Kim on a Whim, and call me a baby, that's fine.
Baby.
Or a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
That's fine. But is it just me, or are some of these Halloween decorations getting too intense? I feel like every year they ramp up even more. You go to Home Depot or Lowe's, whatever the case may be, and you're picking up something random. And, you know, I'm with my son, for example, and he is instantly drawn to the, like, 7-foot tall, creepy monster with the glowing eyes and, you know, they jump out or whatever. And I driving around my neighborhood, even many neighborhoods, I mean, some of these decorations are really I would argue, getting out of hand. Like, I understand the skeleton. I understand some of these. I'm not trying to say you shouldn't decorate. But some of these things, in my mind, I'm thinking, my gosh, little kids are going to be walking up to this house potentially, or at least walking past it when they're trick-or-treating, and might go to the bathroom. I mean,
it'll toughen them up a little bit. Let's put it that way.
Again, maybe I'm being a baby, but some of these have just, to me, gone too far.
You're being a baby a little bit. But, but my wife has, I've got to give her credit for taming my Halloween ambitions, because...
So am I describing you right now?
No. But I've always wanted to go overboard a little bit with Halloween decorations, and she's never appreciated that or encouraged me to do so. I don't know that I would have the 25-foot skeleton in the front yard, because I'm not going to waste $300 or $400 on something like that.
Yeah, now they have a werewolf that's same height. I think $300.
Some of my fondest memories as a child were, we lived in a fairly rural area. So we had one long road we lived on, and it kind of wrapped around. It was probably a mile loop. And to gather enough candy to satisfy us, we had to do the whole loop, because in some cases the houses were on almost half-acre, one-acre lots, and mm-hmm. you had to run between houses to get there. And I will never forget this one guy that had rigged up his yard so well that when I don't know if he had trigger pads or what he had out there, but as we came across his yard, things started jumping out at us. Loudspeakers went off.
How old are you at this point, though?
10, maybe.
Okay, so 10, though, is very different than, say, 3 or 4.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be trick-or-treating with kids that are 3 or 4.
I don't know. When is the appropriate age?
I'm just kidding.
Now, wait a minute, Mark Cox. Aren't you taking your grandson trick-or-treating
tonight?
Well,
again, I hadn't gotten to that part of the story yet.
Oh, shoot. Let's get to that part.
Being a grandfather has also moderated my viewpoint on this a little bit, because my little guy is terrified. Last year he was terrified even of those blow up things that the wind blows up into mm-hmm. him, and it's a ghost or a goblin or something, or Dracula standing up in your front yard. Those things terrified him last year at age 2.5, and now at age 3.5 he's a little bit better with it, but not much.
I found this article that talks about this year total spending on Halloween decorations is anticipated to reach $3.8 billion with a B, billion dollars, compared to $800 million. That was back in 2005. So understandably, yeah, it's going to go up. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's a significant amount. And when I drive by these homes, my gosh, not only am I thinking, how much did you spend on those decorations, especially the homes with the, what, like 12-foot skeleton and the 12-foot werewolf, and then a bunch of other things. And then my second question is, where in the world are you storing those? Because any basement, I don't even, seriously, like how do you have the space to store all that stuff? Unless you're renting out a storage unit.
Yeah, I don't.
Is ridiculous. Listen to some of the descriptions of these things that you can buy. And I wish you could see the pictures of them, because it's not going to do justice the way I'm even describing them to you. This woman looks possessed. Like, hanging upside down, like, think Samara from The Ring with creepy red eyes. 3 feet tall, motion-activated, swinging arms and head, plus glowing red LED lights. This is the description. Her possessed spirit is perfect for that shady corner on your front porch where she can properly greet all of your home's visitors.
Wow.
There's another one, a 5-foot hanging corpse. It looks like a corpse that's wrapped up into a black trash bag with duct tape around it. The kit, as they describe it, comes with an inflatable dummy corpse, plastic sheeting, and tape. I would flip out. Have you ever seen the decorations? And I've seen national stories like this, where it looks like the home is on fire, and then neighbors freak out and call the fire department.
I've seen video of it, for sure. Some people just, I don't know. My father-in-law, apparently, and obviously this is long before I met my wife, he was the dad in the neighborhood that liked to dress up in a mask and sit on the front porch and scare the hell out of kids when they came to the door. It used to be more, Halloween used to be more aggressive.
Really?
And that's sort of making a comeback a little bit. Right?
Yeah, but maybe it's a shift, because my dad sat out in a costume. He was in a gorilla costume, and he would scare the kids. And then I remember one time, I think another year maybe, he had the gorilla sitting out there, but then he was sitting inside watching the kids walk up, and then he had a speakerphone there and would, you know, yell things and stuff. I mean, I yell at him, but you know what I mean? Scare him.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the shift. Maybe that's what people used to do, and we've moved away from that, and now we're just buying $300 decorations that cover our entire yard. And again, some of them are really intense. I guess I'm just a baby about this because I'm not a scary movie watcher. I used to be, not anymore. Ever since I moved out on my own after college, no, not going to happen. I don't even care that I'm,
have you been
to
a haunted house?
I mean,
like the one downtown?
No. Like years ago.
Jump out and scare the hell
absolutely
out of you.
Absolutely not.
No?
Do you like that stuff?
I never really liked it. But I really wasn't all that scared of it because, you know, they're just actors doing it, right? Sometimes you're walking along in complete darkness and somebody jumps out as you get startled by it, obviously. But we used to enjoy taking dates to those things because the girls wanted to hold on to you when they would walk through
there. Okay,
so
that's the secret,
huh? So that was sort
of
the attraction to going.
Well, that makes sense then.
Yes. So I had pure motives in going to those things years ago. I haven't been to one, I don't think, since I moved to St. Louis, unless I did a story. There used to be one down there behind the market in Soulard. I don't know if they're still doing that or not.
Itching your trash?
Yeah, I am. I can't
is it the Doritos bag?
I can't get the garbage bag adjusted properly here. I guess that's the problem with being a piece of garbage. You're never completely comfortable with yourself.
That's true.
You know?
Not comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
It's garbageans. That is something we're suffering with.
This will be the test tonight, Kim, as you're walking, as I'm walking around the neighborhood in my garbage outfit, how many people are paying attention to the news cycle?
Yep.
And we'll get it. Because if they don't get it, if you have to explain it to them, it's going to be completely lost on them. The joke will be missed.
Because what would you do to dress up as something like Kamala? I wonder how many political costumes we're going to see tonight. Are there going to be kids like last year? Remember that video I had kind of went viral of those kids who dressed up? One of them was Biden, the other one, their Secret Service, and they were like, whoa, Mr. President, and he was tripping up my front porch. Remember that?
I do. When my kids were young, I had a Hillary Clinton mask. And my daughter wore it for Halloween
That's
one
good.
Year.
Right? See, are we going to see more of that this year?
But I don't know. I don't know if there's a Kamala. Maybe there are Kamala Harris masks out there.
You know what people are probably going to dress up as? All the crazy pro Amendment 3 people are going to probably dress up as like a uterus or something ridiculous like that. By the way, Virginia's asking on Facebook if you're a Star Wars character, Carl.
I'm in my Star Wars pajamas. I do have a jacket on.
He does. He's
R2. Head to toe.
I could be a stormtrooper.
Oh, he could. Look at that. Oh.
Take my glasses off.
You should have worn the Darth Vader mask. I know you have one. He's got the full helmet.
Luke,
nice, Carl.
I am your father. Yeah.
The headphones
my gosh, Carl. Does that thing zip all the way up? Yeah. No, zip it all the way up, Carl.
You got to take the headphones off.
Then I'm going to need you to do that. We have to get a full understanding of what this is going to look like.
Yeah, just hold on.
And I can still see.
See? That is classic.
Can you do the rest of the show like that? You can put the headphones over that.
He's going to have a hard time drinking his drink with that thing on.
It's true.
I don't know.
Hear me anymore.
No, I can hear you just fine.
Well, I can't hear
myself. Sounds better, actually.
Sure, thanks.
Looks better for sure. I'm just kidding you. All right, having a little bit of fun with the being a fellow garbageans this morning. If you're just tuning in, and wearing our "Make America Great Again" hats.
Gosh, Carl!
Mine doesn't exactly say "Make America Great Again," but it says something like that. It says "Re-elect that guy." This is my Ted Nugent hat. People are watching. This is personally signed by Ted Nugent, which is why I wore it this morning. I wore it just for Bo Matthews because I knew he would appreciate it.
And he's watching.
He knows Ted personally. And he's in his thought tub this morning thinking about his hunting trip with Ted Nugent. So anyway, let's make America great again. And go vote. And don't be worried about what's going on in St. Charles County. We're going to keep you updated on that situation. The polls are open today, despite the errant reporting of a couple of local news organizations. We'll have all the latest on that for you coming up. Nice, Carl. I appreciate that little running with the devil to get you in the mood for Halloween tonight, I guess.
Yes.
I guess that'll be the next thing the Democrats will do is call the president, Trump, the devil. See, the devil.
Yeah, I think after calling him Hitler, I think that seems like the next obvious name that they would refer to him by.
What did the mom say in Waterboy? That girl is the devil. Bobby Boucher.
That's Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, yeah. She's the devil. That's what they're going to say next. about Trump, I'm sure. I did want you to hear the rest of the president's comments yesterday regarding. I finally got this cleaned up. This is when the president was talking about having to climb up in the garbage truck. Like, you know, he's 78 years old and he's a big guy. He's 6'4", 6'3", and he looks up and he's like, okay, now I got to get into this truck with the media watching me because we called all the cameras out here. What happens next? This was a pretty cool part of this story. Listen.
I climbed into the truck, but here's the, so I said, how the hell do you get into this truck? It's way up high. It's a big one. This was a beauty. I said, you didn't have to buy it that big, right? You have to get it that big. They brought this brand new, gorgeous truck, wonderful driver. He looked like Cary Grant in his prime. You know that? This beautiful driver. And he drove that big thing up. And I said, man, this is bad because now I have all the cameras are all watching. Look at all the fake news. They were most of them. Most of them, many of them were there, and I'm saying, oh boy, you know, one little mistake with these guys and your political career is over. You can't even. So I said, man, if I don't get up there, this is going to be very embarrassing. These stupid people, they'll say, he's cognitively and physically impaired. And I can't do that when I'm alongside of this great athlete. I got to get up to that. So look, so the stair, the first stair is like up here. I'm saying, so I had the adrenaline going and I made it. I made it.
Yeah.
Imagine Biden trying to get up in that truck.
The funniest part was him. He's just so real. He's just, I mean, he's like, and I'm looking at this thing and I went, well, and I won't use the word he used, crap. How am I going to get up there? And the crowd just went, they just went crazy. I mean, honestly, this is the thing. I think that's part of the appeal. As much as the left has tried to demonize him, speaking of the devil, people see that side of Donald Trump. They probably saw it during the Joe Rogan interview. If you listen to any of that, I know people that have intentionally planned out their day so they could try to listen to all 3 hours of it. It was wide ranging. It went on and on and on. But there's no way you could listen to that interview and not come away with the very clear impression that not only is there not anything wrong with Donald Trump, he's got a grasp and a grip on a lot of different issues that would surprise the hell out of you. Like the windmills off of the coast and, you know, other energy reserves and all this. Did you hear the story on the way in this morning, Kim, that somewhere in California they've discovered a huge deposit of lithium that they need to make the batteries for the EVs? I'm waiting for Donald Trump to get started on that. So all the environmental wackos that won't let you put up a dam because you might kill a snail darter are now going, because it's for an EV, let you tear up the environment in pristine California to get to lithium to make batteries for EVs that never go away. Like, you can't get rid of the waste when you're done with it.
It's a bunch of hypocrisy.
I'm telling you, it's something else. All right, coming up. More on this St. Charles County lawsuit against Kurt Barr, the elections director. There's an injunction that's been filed. There's a hearing tomorrow. We're going to talk to the guy that filed that lawsuit, Travis Hines, at about 6:22. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated.
where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.